Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on February 18th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Next Monday is President's Day, and city offices will be closed. As always, if your regular trash day is Monday, have it to the curb by 7 a.m. to be picked up on Tuesday instead. Last time we had a closure on Monday for a long weekend, I told you that the county commissioners' meeting would be moved to Wednesday. Unbeknownst to me, and even though they approved their schedule with that meeting moved to Wednesday back in December, they changed it back to Tuesday without telling us. Sorry about that. But I called and double-checked this time, and this time, the county commissioner meeting really will be moved from Tuesday to Wednesday the 19th at 9 a.m. The Gillette Historic Preservation Commission is working on a historic preservation plan, and they'd like to hear the public's thoughts on the subject. There will be two sessions on what historic preservation entails and what goes into a historic preservation plan, held in the second floor community room in City Hall. The first session will be Monday, February 24th at 5:30 p.m., and the second will be on Tuesday, February 25th at 11:30 a.m. Funding for the Historic Preservation Commission and these programs are provided by the Wyoming State Historic Preservation Office. And if you'd like more information, I've linked to their website in the description. Here's what's on the February 18th City Council agenda. There isn't a ton on the agenda for this meeting, but there are two projects supported by the optional 1% sales tax. One is a bid award for the 640 North Highway 1416 sewer reconstruction project, which will replace about 600 feet of sagging 8-inch sewer line with 10-inch and presumably non-sagging sewer line under Highway 1416. The other optional 1% supported project is the acceptance of public improvements for the O. Henry Court Drainage Improvement Project, or the project to replace the old drainage, the one built in the 70s that didn't work and kept flooding the cul-de-sac, which was completed in December, so the council just needs to accept the project now. Council will have a public hearing and the reading of an ordinance to rezone 301 South Richards Avenue from R2, Two Family Residential, to C2, Central Business District. 301 South Richards has never been a residence, however, two family or otherwise, but was instead grandfathered in as a medical office, and it's been various medical offices and other types of things since. And while it's in a residential area, it's still only across the street from other businesses, looks like a hair salon and a dentist's office. And then after that, it's time for liquor licenses for the year. Not just approving the licenses themselves, but council also has to consider the rule allowing persons under the age of 21 to enter or remain in a microbrewery or winery licensed building, which has to be reapproved every year. It looks like Big Loss Meadery asks for it annually to allow families to tour the mead-making facilities. That's a brief look at the February 18th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA-TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.